radio show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 6th, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, I am so excited to be with you on this Monday and to give you that dose of motivation and information that you'll be able to use right away in your business to help you create the success that you desire, that you deserve, that you want. And so I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I trust that you all had a wonderful 4th of July on the U.S. side and that you spent time with your family and you had time to relax, to reflect, to meditate. And now on this wonderful Monday, you are ready to just make it happen in your business. We've got a great lineup for you today. And first, what I want to do is I would definitely want to introduce to you our theme for this July 2015, which is Her Business Strategy 2016. That's right. I am starting the ball rolling very early this year because I want to make sure that you understand the importance of developing your business strategy. And so all this month, during the month of July, so it's going to be very, very important that you mark your calendar for every single Monday during the month of July for our theme, Her Business Strategy 2016. So I'm going to be giving you tools and resources that you're going to be able to utilize to develop a business strategy. So throughout this month, you're going to be able to understand fully why it is so very, very important for you to develop a strategy. You know, a strategy is all a part of the system, and I've said it before that it's so important for you to understand that everything that has to do with success runs in a system. And you may have heard other experts say this, other coaches, and you may have said to yourself, maybe there is something to those systems, but you have fail to develop systems for yourself. So it's going to be important that you really understand that what we're talking about here in developing your strategy is really fine-tuning and creating a system for yourself that you are going to be able to start generating profit in your company, that you're going to start being able to see a better workflow efficiency, and you're going to be able to have more clarity when you develop a strategic system to accomplish your business goals. So very, very important. I want to give a big, big shout-out today to Boss Lady May, and I'm talking about no other than May Merriweather. I had an awesome, awesome time at her networking event on last Tuesday, and it was just absolutely wonderful. Met a lot of wonderful people, and so again, things are just hopping here in the Metro Atlanta area. We've got a lot going on, and so we've got a great show lined up for you today as well. So you're going to hear about all of the great things happening over at Women About Biz. You're going to learn, if you haven't heard already, about our Business Women's Night Out signature events and how you can have one in your area. And you're also going to learn about our teleclasses that are coming up, our Lunch and Learn for the month of July. So we've got great information for you. And I want to encourage you at this time that if you have not shared the Successful Woman Radio Show with any of your business associates, your girlfriends, your female family members who have shared with you that they want to be more successful in life, that they want to start a business or they want to grow the one they have, then this is a great time right now, before we start giving out all of this wonderful information, a great time for you to flash over on another line and dial the phone number of just one businesswoman, bless the life of one other woman, and just say, hey, Successful Woman Radio is live on the air right now. If you have a pen in hand, here's the phone number to the show, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I have great information to share with you. I'm going to be reading an excerpt from the book today, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer, one of my all-time favorite experts in self-development. I really like the way Dr. Dyer explains things, and I believe that he has a very clear understanding of how we can take our lives and move our lives to the next level. And so, again, I want to just encourage you that if you have not read anything by Wayne Dyer, oh my goodness, he has literally, I believe, hundreds of books out. But you can look up Wayne Dyer. His last name is spelled D-Y-E-R, first name W-A-Y-N-E. One of the best self-development thinkers, I believe, in the world today. And so I'm going to be reading from his book, Excuses Be Gone, in just a little while, and just sharing some of the things that he talks about. You know, we do put up excuses in front of ourselves all the time as women. We have a tendency, you know, to not want to really look in the mirror and see what we are actually doing that could be causing us not to see the results that we want, right? And that's how all humans are, I believe. But for those of us that really get it and really understand why it is so very, very important to do self-evaluation, to look internally first, to see those things that we need to improve upon, well, then you have just tapped into your inner power, because that's what it's all about. Later in the show today, I'm going to be talking about Her Business Strategy 2016, and again, that is our theme all this month for the month of July. I am starting early because I want you to understand and realize just how important it is that you develop a business strategy for yourself. You know, I can't tell you how much I saw my business grow. I mean, gosh, in 1 year it must have grown threefold, simply because I became more consistent. And so I'm going to be talking about all of that just a little bit later on as I discuss with you our subtopic under Creating Your Business Strategy for 2016, The Power of Vision, Developing a Burning Desire to Succeed. And I'm going to be just slowing it down and talking about why you must create that burning desire, why you must have it. The programs that we've got at Women About Biz that are going to help you to develop your business strategy. Also, if you're in the Metro Atlanta area, we have a live event coming up on Saturday, the 11th of July. We want you to join us for a wonderful success breakfast where we are continue to talk about strategy. And then if you're not in the Metro Atlanta area, don't worry, because we've got a very good teleclass that we're coming up with for you on the very same thing. So if you're national, we are not going to leave you out of the picture. We've got plans to make sure that you are included in everything we do in helping you to develop your business strategy for 2016. It's 12:08 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I want to talk with you just a few minutes, a little bit about networking. Because I've had some very great conversations with women about this topic. It is a passion of mine. I really love the art of networking, and of course, through Women About Biz, I have been able to amass thousands and thousands of connections all through word of mouth, through networking, whether it's socially online or offline. And I just wanted to share a few things with you as it pertains to networking, because you see, I think there are a lot of small business women that really have the art of networking incorrect. They're not doing it right. So, ladies, get your pen and your notepads out, because I just want to just share with you for a few minutes some very, I think, some very valuable tips on networking and why networking is so instrumental to you in your business. First of all, let me just say this. I think that before you actually start aggressively networking, it's going to be very, very important that you have a networking plan. Just as with anything, as I've said before, everything runs in a system, and if you plan on being successful, you have to have a system for pretty much everything that you want to see fruitful within your business, right? Well, networking is no different. You really need to have a plan about networking. And one of the things that you need to plan on is you need to, first of all, you need to have your 30-second intro. Okay, how are you going to introduce yourself? Because a lot of the times people think that your 30-second intro, or better known as your 30-second infomercial, a lot of people have a tendency to think that they're supposed to talk all about themselves. Okay, my name is so-and-so, this is where I was born, this is the name of my company. But in actuality, what you really need to be doing for your 30-second intro is thinking about one thing. How can I attract the individual who I am speaking in front of? How can I attract them enough for them to be interested in what I am saying? I want them to be able to come back to me and to ask, how can I have some of that? How can I learn more about your service? You want them to have aha moments as you're talking to them. And the way that you do that is that, of course, you have to say, here's my name, this is my company. But then at that point, you have to be able to say something that can capture their attention. Now, some of the ways that you can do this is through questioning, right? You can ask them a question and then come back around and validate the question with a solid answer from yourself. Okay, so that's important. And then the other thing that you can do is you can tell them a benefit, something that's going to benefit them. So let's say, for example, if I am a loan officer and I work at a bank and I give micro business and small business loans all day long, and a person I am networking with says, so what do you do? Okay, you might say, hello, my name is Sharon, and I am a loan officer for blah, blah, blah bank. Are you interested in learning how I can help you to secure a loan within the next 30 days to grow your business or to have more operational cash? That's a question. Okay, so that person's going to come back to you and say, yes, oh, I'm very interested, or, you know, I'd like to learn more information about it. That's when you come back to them and you ask them the question, that sounds awesome. May I call you this week and we can set up a phone conference or a coffee meeting to further discuss? Again, in your 30-second intros, you're always wanting to say something that is going to attract the other person. Very, very important, okay? The next thing that I think that you need to think about in networking is that there really is a huge challenge, not just for women, for all business people, but there really is a huge challenge in regards to getting business cards and bringing them back to your office and then setting them down, but really not doing anything with them. So here's the rule of thumb in regards to connecting with people after a networking event. And I must admit, I am not as strong as I need to be in this area always, but usually I'm pretty strong. You need to be able to contact individuals that you network with within 24 to 48 hours after connecting with them. Now, why is that? Well, experts believe that when you first connect with someone, they are going to forget who you are or have a little more difficulty recalling where they met you at. Within about 48 hours. Because remember, every single day we are being exposed to hundreds of people, whether we know it or not, in the grocery stores, shopping centers, and various corporate complexes, on the job, when we're networking at other events. And so all of that kind of mixes in there and causes us to lose some of that short-term memory about meeting certain people, right? So it's so important that within that first 48 hours that you connect with that individual, okay? And that means, now I believe, now some people like to, you know, send an email, but I am a hands-on person and I do see the difference in my measurements of my connections. I really believe in calling the individual. I think that's very, very important if you call the individual, because if you don't call the individual, guess what's happening? Okay, what is happening is that If you just email them, you're leaving it up to chance for them to see your email and then respond accordingly. And my measurement of, what do I get response from the most, it is always going to be the calls. Because once I touch that person that second time, then they really remember who I am, right? And they can relate to our personal conversation because I have now began to establish what I call a familiar relationship with them. If I send an email, I'm chancing it that they will see the email. So it does cause a little bit more administrative work, but I think that we are confusing, connecting with people socially online and via email. I think we sometimes confuse that with a personal touch. And I'm just saying that a real personal touch is calling that person by phone. And so I want to encourage you to do that, is to call the person within 24 to 48 hours. Now, if you really want to be a savvy thinker and networker, then you'll call within 24 hours. Okay? Now, that's not always possible, especially if you attend a networking event on a Friday. It makes it a little bit difficult. But you can call first thing on that Monday, right, or that Tuesday. But preferably 24 hours any other time if you're meeting with people Monday through Thursday. I really think that that's very, very important. The other thing I want you to understand is the importance of cross-connecting, okay? I've been talking to a lot of women lately about, different networking events that I go to, and I've been inviting them to some of the networking events that we do here live in the Metro Atlanta area. And for the most part, I get very positive feedback and response, but every now and then, I get what I would consider one of the most self-defeating responses that I could possibly hear from someone, which is, well, I already attend this person's networking event, and I'm loyal to that person, and so I'm happy with the networking event that I attend. Look, I hope that anyone that's listening on this radio show today, I hope that you know that that is certainly not the way to network. It is all wrong, and you are hurting yourself and shooting yourself in the foot if that is the way you feel, okay? The whole purpose of networking is what? To meet new people, to expand your horizons, and expand your networking connections, right? You can't do that by attending just one networking event of one organization. You've got to attend several different types of networking events, and you've got to cross-connect your networking, which is so very, very important. And cross-connecting means that while you may go to one networking event on a Monday, you may go to another networking event put on by another organization but see some of the same people, but you're cross-connecting across the organization's boundaries, which is so very, very important if you are planning on expanding wide. Okay, and so I want to encourage you and get you to understand that networking is one of those things where it must be practiced consistently, where you must go to various types of networking events, and where you must be willing to meet different types of people and connect on different levels. And it's very important for you to understand that. You know, being loyal to one person or going to one type of networking event is only hurting yourself, and it's very self-defeating, and it's not allowing you to expand your connections or expand your horizon. And what you will find yourself doing is getting tangled up into a negative web, which doesn't benefit anyone, right? So get that straight. Okay, very, very important. The next thing I think is very important is if you really are ready to be a savvy networker, you need to be attending 2 to 3 networking events on a weekly basis. Yeah, I know, Trina, that's a lot of networking events. I'm just saying, if you don't already have about 200 to 300 personal connections and contacts in your database to market with on a weekly or biweekly basis, then you need to be out there doing some networking, okay? A lot of people have a tendency to think that, okay, if I have advertisements going on online and I've got advertisements and magazines or what have you, that that's going to get me more connections. But I have found that that's not true always, right? And actually, it's not true most of the time. what you need to understand is that advertising in magazines, advertising in e-newsletters and papers and that type of thing, that is really a branding strategy to get people familiar with who you are and what you do, but it doesn't always get people to call you right away. So networking really allows you to go right up front to individuals and be able to establish a live personal connection right away. And I think that's very powerful because if you had to get a name, a phone number, an email address from individuals that you, let's say you have a direct mail campaign going out and you send out a set of postcards, you may have to send those postcards out 3 to 5 times before you start getting calls coming in. So it's estimated that for every person that you actually get a name, phone number, and email for, that's about a $50 to a $75 value for the year, because that's how much you would have spent if you would be doing direct mail to try and get that one person to connect with you. Whereas if you go to a networking event and you pay $15 to $35 or more for an event, but you walk away with anywhere between 5 to 20 business cards, then you're doing really well. You're on top of the game. Now imagine yourself doing that 3 times a week, and you can really, really, I believe, expand your connections incredibly. But that's not going to help you, okay, unless you have a way to do something with all of those business cards. And so, again, I want to encourage you that before you really start heavy networking, you really need to have that system in place. And I am going to be talking about networking as well all this month on the show. We've got a lot of wonderful programs coming up for the summer, and networking is a part of that. So I just wanted to throw out those recommendations and tips for networking because, again, I am noticing that as women, we are not on our A game when it comes to networking. We need to be able to not only connect with people within 24 hours, but if people call us and leave a message, we need to be able to return that phone call within 24 hours as well. And again, as I said before, I'll be the first to step up to the plate and say that I don't always follow these rules, but my goal is that I am striving to become more efficient and better at making it happen. And I think that you need to be that way as well. 12:22 after the hour. And for those of you that have tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I have a new microphone. I'm so excited about it. It seems quite powerful. I have a new microphone, and I hope that you guys are probably hearing me nice and crisp and clear. I have just purchased a Yeti, Y-E-T-I, a Yeti. And what a Yeti is that it is a USB microphone that plugs into your computer and allows you to have a more crisp conversation online when you are recording your podcast and your radio shows. So hopefully you guys can hear the difference in the tonality of my voice, and you can hear me clearer, and you don't hear a lot of static. And so please give me some feedback. You know, email me at tnewbie, that's T as in Trina, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com, and let me know, hey, Trina, yeah, you were sounding really good, loud and clear, I heard static. Let me know how you like our new audio system that we've got going on for Successful Woman Radio. And this is all a part of me trying out new equipment because we will be debuting our talk show academy at Women About Biz coming up very soon in August. And so I am trying out everything that we're going to be recommending. I am trying it out so that we can properly train all of those people who enroll in the Talk Show Academy. So if you've ever wanted to do a Blog Talk radio show, if you've ever wanted to have your own podcast on iTunes, then stay tuned because we've got Talk Show Academy coming up starting August 1st. And we're trying out a lot of equipment, getting ready to share wonderful resources and tools with you as we help you to become the leader we know that you want to be. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to talk a little bit about the 4 power questions that can help you tap into your inner belief, your inner power. Earlier this year, at the very beginning of this year, I came up with four questions to help myself to really understand and delve in more of what it is that I need to be doing for my company. How can I expand my belief level to the point to where it's helping me to take immediate action on things? And I came up with four questions. And so I want to share those four questions with you. Hopefully you have a pen and notepad handy. And those of you who are longtime listeners of the show, you hear these four questions every Monday, and I pray that you are able to utilize these questions as often as you need to start gaining more clarity for your business. Here's question number one. Am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? You know, sometimes the clarity is not there because you really haven't asked yourself that question is, what is my personal vision and what is my business vision? And do the two align? Do they balance or do they collide? But being clear on your vision is so very, very important, because once you are, then you can transfer that vision out of your spiritual mind and into the physical realm, which is on paper, and you can start taking action on it, right? Absolutely. Number two, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Again, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Well, ladies, listen, this is the biggest culprit of our success. If things aren't happening for you, I can guarantee you that there is some habit that you have that is causing the issue. And your quest, your goal should be to find out which habit it is, eliminate it, and replace it with a habit that reinforces positive action in your life, in your business. And so, again, ask yourself that question about those habits. Figure out what they are. Number three, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Again, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Listen, when your vision is inside of your head, that's wonderful. That's wonderful because it means that you're not stuck. You really do know what you want to experience at some point in time within your business. But it just can't stay there. You must bring it outside of that spiritual realm in your mind, and you must take it to the physical realm and put it on paper, right? And that is when you actually set goals and you start setting tasks to support those goals. And the goals and the tasks both support, guess what? The vision. Absolutely. And so, again, goals really are the beginning point of manifestation of your dreams and your goals. If you can get it out of your head and onto paper and start taking action to your goals, you will begin to, in no time, start seeing things appearing and happening in your life. Here's last but not least, number four. Have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? You know, as women, we really need to be encouraged. We need motivation, and we need to see things happening right away. It gives us, it helps us to really seal that belief that we can make things happen, that we can indeed accomplish our dreams and our goals. And so, again, it's so important for us to set short-term goals to generate that power, that burst of power that we need to push forward and go ahead and work out all of our business vision, all of our business goals, right? And so doing short-term goals, things that you can accomplish in a week, 5 days, a 30-day period, is so very, very important to release that power within you. I like to think that it convicts, because conviction is a very, very strong belief. Conviction is one of those types of beliefs that you know what you know, and nobody else can sway you because you are convicted in the belief. And so when you do short-term goals and you accomplish those short-term goals and you feel that power release within you, it convicts you, and it convicts your belief within yourself. And what that does is propel the power within you, and it helps you to spread it far and wide, okay? And you'll start seeing things happen like never, ever before. Well, that's it for I Believe in the Power of Me. Remember, keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of business. Coming up on 12:30 after the hour, you're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. it's not too late to reach out to a woman who needs motivation, inspiration, and information to make her dreams and her goals come true. I've been meeting some awesome people lately, and I just want to give a big shout out to Tina Greer. Tina just wrote a wonderful book, and I saw her, as a matter of fact, at the Boss Lady event, and I hopefully will be getting Tina on the show coming up in the next month or so to share with you information on her new book. I'm excited about it, and I also want to give a big shout out to Gail. I met Gail this past week at the Boss Lady event, and I've met Gail a couple of other times, but she is a caterer here in the Metro Atlanta area, and her food is phenomenal. And so, Gail, I'm looking forward to trying some more of that delicious food that you have. I also want to give a big, big shout out to Faith White. Faith has been helping us with the Jamaica retreat, and I am so excited. And for those of you that did know it, we are going on a retreat to Jamaica October 8th through the 11th. Now, what I want to do is just tell you how you actually can learn more information about that retreat also. If you go to womenaboutbiz.com, that's womenaboutbiz.com, and hold your mouse over events in the top red menu bar, and then from there click on Jamaica Retreat. You will be able to find out all of the information about the retreat. We still have a couple of spaces open for the retreat, so if you're wanting to experience a life-changing event, you're wanting to connect with positive business women who are all forward thinkers, then this is definitely a retreat that you're going to want to be on. So again, that's our Jamaica retreat, October 8th through the 11th. This year is happening. We are Jamaica bound. And I want to thank Faith for just continually planning with us and helping to coordinate this particular retreat that we have for our Women About Biz Travel Club. Right now, I want to go ahead and I want to share with you information on our topic this month. All this month, we're going to be talking about Her Business Strategy 2016 and why it is so important to have an actual business strategy. And so, again, I hope you guys have a pen and notepad in hand, because I want to make sure that you understand that a business strategy is not something that you just hear about and words on a piece of paper, but a business strategy is important because it is going to help you generate that six-figure income or more. It's going to help you to gain clarity. It's going to help you to put your vision into place, and that is why it's so important. So right now, I want to talk about developing a burning desire to succeed. Again, developing a burning desire to succeed. You know, ladies, no matter how much support, information and resources are available to help you grow your business, nothing will change until your belief in yourself, guess what, it increases to a level where you are compelled to take that immediate and swift action. And of course, I call this unshakable faith. You see, to succeed, you must have a burning desire so strong that no one or nothing can break your focus or cause you to procrastinate. This type of desire, I truly believe, it comes from one simple thing, and that is you must be willing and committed to take action. Because when you act upon your business goals, when you properly plan, and of course, when you follow through, it's your proof that you believe in you. And so again, you have to really ask yourself, you know, do I believe in myself? Every woman, of course, is going to say yes. I mean, who would say they don't believe in themselves? Not many. But it's important for you to realize that there are different levels of belief that we have developed within our lives. And the type of belief that you actually need truly is the unshakable faith type of belief. It's that belief so deeply rooted that it really does compel you to take swift and immediate action. Next in developing a burning desire to succeed, again, you must have that life vision. And as I said earlier in the four questions to, you know, to really ignite that power within you, I said one of the questions was to ask yourself if you were clear on your vision. You know, overseeing and growing your business, ladies, can be one of the most rewarding experiences. I guess when you know what it is that you would like to experience overall in life, and that business supports that. So when your business vision supports your life vision, it allows you to have clear thinking, better focus, and that inner feeling of knowing that you have chosen the right business for you. And one thing that I am finding, and I think it's very, very important as business women, I think it's very important for us to understand that if we're not happy with where we're at in our life and in our business, then something's not working. Because your business is supposed to be the conduit that is helping you to fulfill your life visions, whatever they may be. So I'll take, as an example, something as short as going on a vacation to Hawaii. You know, one of the things that you want to do with your family and one of the things you want your business to be able to provide for you from an income perspective is to go on family vacations twice a year. And Hawaii happens to be one of those places that you want to go. So just thinking that way is not going to help. You actually have to make that a goal, right? And then you have to set tasks to the goal. So how am I going to come up with, you know, $5,000 to $6,000 to take my family on a wonderful Hawaiian vacation or trip? And you say to yourself, I need $5,000 or $6,000, so let me see, how is the business going to be able to generate this income for me? See, that's why it's so important that you really do have to plan everything out on paper, and you, in order for you to manifest whatever it is that you're thinking in your mind, it has to be put into goals. And then you have to create to-do items or tasks to ignite those goals and make the goals start happening. And so it's so very, very important for you to realize that your life vision and your business vision are connected and tied to each other. So what I want you to do is to make a decision on what you would like to experience again within the next 6 months of this year. We're 6 months out from the year ending, and I want you to be able to experience some incredible things within this 6 month level, this 6 month period. And I hope that all of you who are listening, I really want you guys to join the movement. I want you to get on the bandwagon, and I want you to be with me as I experience many successes throughout the rest of this year. I want you to experience those successes as well. So what I want you to do is to try writing down the experiences you want to have in a bullet point format, okay? Just get straight to the point. And next to each bullet point, jot down a dollar value that you think it would cost you for that experience, okay? So here's an example. If you'd like to move into a new home within the next year, for example, you might need $25,000 to $50,000 for down payment. So knowing the dollar value of your desired experience can help you to establish your business sales goal. So that's why you do that. So let's say in the next 6 months, you want to make $20,000 or $30,000 cash, meaning you want to profit, net profit that amount. So what you do is you say, okay, what goals must I establish in my business in order to generate that income? What can I do? What services can I provide? How many more clients do I need? How many more products do I need to sell for the rest of this year in order to accomplish that goal? Okay? And so, again, it's so important for you to write down what it is that you want to experience. And I want to encourage all of you to start looking at making that happen. Okay? As you write your business vision down, I want you to consider some of the following questions that may help you throughout your brainstorming process. Okay? How much income do you need? What's the minimum that you need to carry you over for the next 6 months? and then break that down into a monthly basis, okay? What would you like to experience in the way of marketing, in the way of branding yourself? Would you like to see yourself in any magazines? Would you like to see yourself written up in any articles? How about would you like to see yourself on Successful Woman Radio? All these are things that you should be asking yourself to help you better fine-tune your vision and know what it is that you want within this next 6 months, okay? Do you need another vehicle, okay? If you do, it's time to start looking at vehicles and figuring out what it is that you actually want. Do you want to see a time management system implemented? Do you want to start a publication? What about do you want to have your own business event, or do you want to start your own talk show or radio show? Whatever it is that you want, you've got to start getting yourself to fine-tune your vision and what it is you want to experience, and then you've got to set the goals to it and then set the to-do items to the goals in order to ignite the whole process, right? So very, very important. It is 12:40 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. So one of the things about vision and creating a burning desire within your vision is that you also really, really have to be willing to evaluate yourself. You have to be willing to move your mind forward, right? And so I have a code of changing because I believe change is so very, very important in creating a burning desire to succeed and move forward in life. And so I have a code of changing agreement that you make with yourself in order to say, you know what, this is 6 months out. I am ready to create my strategy for not only for 2016, but darn it, I am ready to create my strategy and make it happen for the rest of this year. And I am ready to make that commitment so much so that I am willing to have a code of change in my life. And so I want to read the code of change for you. And then it is a document that I have, and I'll figure out a way to get it to you, ladies, but I want you to hear this because this code of change is so important to develop that burning desire within yourself. Here's number one in the code of changing. I admit that I don't know everything there is to know about making my business more profitable, and I will seek the wisdom of others to help me grow my business. You know what? Sometimes we just have to get up off the high horse. Sometimes we have to stop putting the cart before the horse, right? And we just have to admit, I don't know everything there is to know about running my business, and so it's no need in me trying to pretend that. If I would just let the gates down and depend on other people who have gone before me, who have accomplished success, to help me get there, I will start seeing results. Here's number two. I will commit to finding a business expert in my business industry that can provide invaluable insight on marketing and growing business. That's very, very important. If you don't know someone in your same industry that can at least guide you, or someone within an industry that's close enough that they can be able to impact your business positively with great advice and mentorship, then you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to find that individual that can assist you. Number three, I will do more research to understand my target market. Again, we're talking about a code of change, a code that you embrace so that you can start seeing more change in your business. And one of the weak points that most businesswomen have is that we don't research enough about our business. We don't. We don't research enough. And as a result, we are not in the know on a lot of things that could help us to grow the company. Here's number four. I will not allow the lack of money to prevent me from getting the help or finding the resources that my business needs in order to grow. Oh, sookie now. This one's pretty big, right? Absolutely. Okay, let me repeat number four, because I know a lot of you listening today need to really hear this. I will not allow the lack of money to prevent me from getting the help or finding the resources that my business needs in order to grow. You know, ladies, I know one of the biggest excuses we put up next to fear is that I don't have the money. And we somehow say I don't have the money and then just give up. It's not going to cut it. If you want to see some incredible things happen in your life and business this year,
You can't give that kind of power to money. Don't you know? Money is an intangible object, right? It is an exchange, a valuable exchange that's created by connecting with one or more people in exchange for a product or a service. That's what money is. And why we give it so much power, I have absolutely no idea. But let's get it straight. Let's not get it twisted about what money is. Money does not make us. We make it. We make money appear when we're able to provide valuable services and or products to other individuals. And what we get in exchange for that is money, right? So stop giving money so much power. Stop saying that you don't have money, because all that's doing, it is burying negative responses in your subconscious mind and causing you to sabotage yourself every time you try to reach up and achieve another level of success. Money, you'll notice money problems will creep up. So be careful about putting that in your subconscious mind, because it will do you no good.
Here's the next one. Number 5, I will commit to developing a marketing plan and budget.
Listen, even though many business women may be solo entrepreneurs and micro entrepreneurs, it doesn't mean that you're not supposed to have a budget. Somehow people equate with being a home business owner or a micro entrepreneur, somehow people equate that with not having to do the standard professional things needed in larger corporations. Wrong. I don't care if you just have a goal of accomplishing and having one client. You still have to do all of the same things a standard business would in order to start generating revenue within your company and attracting leads so that you can close the sale. You must have a marketing plan based on your business industry, and you must have a marketing budget, okay?
Very, very important. Number 6, I will commit to delegating work to others so that I can do what I do best. You know, one of the most important roles in your business is to be the entrepreneur visionary, the ambassador of your company. You're the one out there networking. You're creating new visions, new products, new services, developing new plans, new techniques. You're doing all of those things that a leader needs to do for her company. However, if you find yourself having to be the laborer and the manager of your business all the time, that it never gives you time to be the entrepreneur visionary, you're going to start seeing your business slowly stop. So it's very important that you realize that you have to make a commitment to learning how to delegate with others. Even if you had a virtual assistant for 2 hours a week starting out, or 1 hour a week starting out and working your way up, that's okay. The big thing is you need to understand that you can't keep doing everything. Working as a solo entrepreneur doesn't mean that you're supposed to be working by yourself or be alone in the growth and growing of your company, right? Very important to understand that. Here is number 7. I will commit to balancing my personal and business life. Again, I will commit to balancing my personal and business life. I am a guilty party, I admit. I am a workaholic. I love business. I love the art of business. What's my hobby? Business. However, I have to learn to balance that. I need to get my proper rest. So do you. You need to make sure that you are enjoying yourself, because I want to tell you this. There are a lot of people who work hard all of their lives to become wealthy, to generate a 6-figure income or a 7-figure income. And then they do it, but guess what? They become saddened because they realize that it's not making them happy. It's not helping to bring joy in their lives. Here's why. Because if you didn't know it, having more money only enhances what you already enjoy. So if you can't enjoy it on the level you're at now, no amount of money is going to help you enjoy it when you get it, okay? You have to start balancing your life and enjoying your life now, and that is so very, very important. Number 9, I commit to asking for help and support when I need it. Now, for those of you, I see that we have more people joining the show, so again, I want to just do a quick identification break.
This is Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. And I'm now talking about developing a burning desire to succeed. And I am sharing with you a code of changing. There are 10 codes to change that you must embrace, and I've been giving those codes, and now we're on number 9, okay? I commit to asking for help and support when I need it, okay? And I just had someone to text me that I didn't give number 8, so here it is. I commit to being accountable and holding myself accountable. Okay, so that was number 8. I commit to being accountable and holding myself accountable. Thanks, Lisa, for letting me know that. Here's number 9 again. I commit to asking for help and support when I need it. Now, this is a very important one because women have this habit of thinking in their mind, I wish somebody could help me. I wish I knew somebody that could give me advice on this, that, or the other. But you've got to be willing to take the action, to ask for the help, and to let people know that you are in need of some type of information or assistance, okay? And so I want to make sure that everyone on the show knows about our free power talks that I give through Women About Biz. Every year, if you have not had a power talk, then you can have a free power talk coaching session with me. And it is a 30 to 45 minute energetic session where we brainstorm and talk about how to market or grow your business or a challenge you may be having. So to take advantage of that power talk, all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse and click on coaching in the top red menu bar. And once you get on coaching, you can schedule a power talk. Just look in the right-hand column, and the second text link says schedule power talk. And I will make sure that you get scheduled right away, or you can go right to my appointment calendar and schedule it yourself. So see, I just eliminated any reason that you may have for saying, I don't know who I would go to help me or to help me come up with ideas or to brainstorm, because I am here for you. And I tell people that all of the time. It's very interesting that very few people take advantage of that. But it's okay, because perhaps you're not ready yet. But for those of you that are, know that the power talk is available for you. And last but not least in the code of changing is number 10. I commit to taking action and following up with my ideas, my business goals, and my tasks. So throughout this code of change, what you will need to do is ask yourself these questions every single day. So I think what I will do is I will go ahead and post the code of change on the Successful Woman Radio website. So give me a couple of days to do that. It will be on successfulwomanradio.com, and I'll post the code of change on that website and talk about that a little bit, and you will be able to get the code of change there. But I wanted you guys to have that and to hear these code of changes, because change is something that is definitely needed in order for us to see success. Think about it. If you have not accomplished your goals thus far in the first 6 months of 2015, then you must change what you're doing in order to see things moving in a more positive direction. So I hope that I have given you guys encouragement. I hope that I've given you guys some aha moments. And I hope that you will take what I'm sharing with you to heart, because I so much want to know that you are creating a successful business and accomplishing your dreams and your goals. Coming up, what's going on at Women About Biz? We've got so much happening, and I want to share with you all of the wonderful things that's happening. First of all, I told you about our Jamaica trip. We have a Jamaica trip coming up October 8th through 11th. We still have room. If you're interested in going, I want to do two things. I don't want you to say I can't afford it. That's the first thing I don't want you to say. And the second thing is, if you truly feel that you need to get away and you've wanted a wonderful trip and a retreat, and this is our renewal retreat, then this is something that you definitely want to experience. It is life-changing. And so, number one, you can call me directly at 678-457-0626 and just let me know you're interested in going. And you can also visit the retreat site by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouse over events and clicking on the Jamaica Retreat up under the events section and learn all about it. We have question and answers. We've got a video tour of the five-star resort, the Grand Palladium Hotel. So we've got all of that on the site for you, okay? So definitely go take a look at that. Then I want to tell you about our Lunch and Learn teleclass. Everything is happening this month to support our overall theme, Her Business Strategy 2016. So for those of you that are in the Metro Atlanta area, we have got our Startup Success Breakfast event for women, and it is on the 11th of July. And we're almost sold out of that. So if you're interested in attending, you probably need to go to Women About Biz, hold your mouse over events, and click on teleclasses and programs to see that event announcement. But during the Success Roundtable Breakfast, I am again going to be giving a wonderful handout on developing your business strategy and talking about why, if corporate 500 companies do it on a quarterly basis, why aren't we doing it to be successful? And then, of course, coming up on the 15th of July nationally, we have our Lunch and Learn teleclass, Procrastination No More. You know, again, we deal with it as women. I think we have an unfair share of it as a, you know, compared to men, our men counterparts. So, again, how does a woman move her business task and projects forward and overcome the habit of procrastination, okay? And it is all about developing a system. It's all about developing your strategy to help support you so you keep moving forward. So this is going to be a wonderful teleclass. Mark your calendar. It is free. And so please do spread this with and spread the word with your business associates and online, and also to individuals that you are talking with in networking events. This is a great value add as well. When you can give someone a great value, a resource, something that they can take advantage of, they're going to remember you more. Trust me. Know what I'm talking about. And then, of course, here in the Metro Atlanta area, I'm so excited to announce that we have passed the pilot stage of our Business Women's Night Out, and we're just about ready for it to go national, and it looks like it's going to be going international because we've had inquiries from Australia and England. So we're very, very excited about that. And so now we have probably about 10 different Business Women Night Out events happening all over the Metro Atlanta area: Douglasville, McDonough, Lithonia, Cobb, North Druid Hills, Camp Creek, Fayetteville, Cascade, and so many other places. And so I want to encourage you to visit the Business Women's Night Out section. Just hold your mouse over events and then click on BWNO-Atlanta, okay? And for those of you who are on a national level, don't worry. We have got Business Women Night Out events coming in your area. So excited about that. I just want to share some of the areas nationally that we have coming online as of August. We've got Birmingham, Alabama, Los Angeles, California, San Diego, California, Washington, D.C., Jacksonville, and Orlando, Florida, Illinois, Chicago. We've got Detroit, Michigan, Brooklyn, New York, Charlotte, North Carolina, Cleveland and Columbus, Ohio, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and in Texas, Austin, Dallas, and Houston. Washington State, we've got Seattle coming on board, and in Virginia, we've got Norfolk coming on board. So, wow, we are really expanding rapidly. But when you have a good thing and women know it, they want a part of it. And I could not do any of this without all of my gracious hosts who are making it happen. So if you're interested in bringing the Business Women's Night Out event to your area, if you're not in Georgia and you're interested in, and you didn't hear your area called out, then you definitely want to know more about it. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and then under events, click on Business Women's Night Out, and you'll see all of the information there. I wanted to read some information to you, an excerpt actually, from the book No More Excuses by Dr. Wayne Dyer, okay? And I'm just going to read to you a quick paragraph. He says, have you ever wanted to change facet of your personality, but another part of you insisted that it's impossible because your genetic programming is responsible for how you think, feel, and behave?
He says that latter part of you believes in biologically determined unhappy genes, shy genes, fat genes, and bad luck genes, among many others. Due to your luck of the draw, it will tell you you have a set of misery genes, along with a sizable cache of weight-gaining genes. If those are the aspects you want to change, okay, if you want to change all of these things, then the first thing you need to know is that you cannot make those things an excuse for your life, okay? So very, very important. He says, using the aforementioned genetic predisposition as a rationalization, living in constant or unnecessary terror might explain as you're having an overabundance of fear cells, which you're stuck with.
You cannot allow yourself to say that, you know, I'm not successful because a lot of people in my family have never been successful. Oh, I have fear because I've always been fearful as a child. Oh, I'm overweight because weight gain runs in my family. You can't allow yourself to put up all of those excuses. And so, again, as I began to share with you things from the book, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer, you need to know and understand that this month I want to change your life. I want to give you the information that is going to make you succeed in your life and your business. Well, ladies, that's all we have for today's show. I hope that you have gained inspiration, motivation, and information that you will be able to put use to your business. Don't forget, we got a lot going on over at womenaboutbiz.com, so don't forget to check us out. Check in a day or so, I will put up the code of change in the Successful Woman Radio website. So check for that a little bit later on. I want to thank all of you so much for listening to the show today. And I want you to have as much abundance, peace, and prosperity as you possibly can this week. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful, beautiful week.